Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That was a real good time.
Dad, I'm going to keep
calling
you.
Call me when you relapse, all right? I'll come out.
I'm going to get up and you tell me if I smell like perfume.
Oh, yes. That is perfume.
Yeah.
Ew. Gross.
It's like grandma.
I don't like that at all.
Cutter sent me a photo of you meditating the other day. Are you okay with us showing it right now?
I guess.
Jamie, you are in the zone, bro. Not today, pal.
Nerd soup.
Any put these here. I didn't even ask for anything. Any just toss them on here.
If
and I love
can
it.
Go down in history for something, it'll be for originating the term nerd soup.
I said thank you for you look. I know. I said you look very pretty today. You said you dressed up for me.
Yeah, I was like, so I was getting ready today, and I was like, well, you know, I really should put more effort into the fact that, like, I don't know how many people are watching this, but like a lot more than like I would see in a day to day basis. That like maybe I should like put a little lipstick and like more makeup on. And I was like, this is for Rob. I love him. And then I was like, then I think I'm just gonna make a round. Whenever I randomly spruce it up, it'll be for a different person. And then you can judge how well I looked or compare them. And then that's how you know who I like more.
Wow. So this is the peak.
I'm just trying to give some material for the pod.
Yeah. No, this is great.
Cool.
You look. So you dressed up. I think I'm wearing perfume. I think I'm wearing perfume.
From hugging me?
No. Oh. Because I went, so I go to the cologne place, which now, of course, there's no gender, so there's no man or women perfume, right? It's just, there's just cologne. Like, it's
right.
Like, here's your cologne.
But, I was going to say, are you calling cologne perfume? Like,
well, no,
you wear perfume?
I think you're wearing perfume.
Okay.
Yeah, because what happens is you go in there, there's 100 different ones to try, but the whole place smells like perfume. Or cologne. I don't even know at this point.
God, those places literally is like a sense memory to my childhood. Like walking through department stores with my mom while she had get all different types of shit.
Watching old ladies get like their face done. Yeah, like half of it.
Oh my God, every once in a while she'd let me sit up on that stool and like get a new lipstick. It was the best. Sorry.
I think this one is perfume. I don't know. You can't smell me from it. You can't smell me from here. I'm
still smelling that protein bar I just ate.
Yeah. I think there's perfume. They should label cologne perfume. It's kind of, because I think I smell like a grandma.
Well, you didn't give it a sniff before you bought it?
But I'm in there. Everything smells kind of like the place. Like, I'm
like your nose
think,
is like singed inside from all of that scent.
Yeah. Like I can't be like, okay, this is perfume.
Right,
this
right.
is cologne. Like some are, but then some like this. But then I put it on in my apartment where like there's no smells. And all of a sudden I'm like, my place smells like grandma.
Then you got a grandma perfume.
Yeah. We gotta get.
I wasn't like taken back when I hugged you.
Yeah, but you probably like perfume.
I do.
Yeah.
So I liked it. Oh, well.
So you were texting me all week, I have to talk about Cutter on the podcast. You're like, I have to talk about Cutter. So I'm thinking what we do is, instead of making, because we could make every episode about Cutter, like the whole thing.
I think, truthfully, the real show of this should be Rob and Cutter's just text exchange, which I was made privy to only a couple of days ago. And it is the funniest. Their banter and like how different but similar they are. And also just their relationship and the fact that you guys like have this individual relationship outside of me, I told you, is like makes me the happiest. It's like all I could ever want is like my husband and my best friend to like love each other. So
he's the best. He's the best.
But he's out of his mind.
He's a lunatic. Yeah,
he's
another
fucking
loon.
crazy.
Yeah, so I think what we do, because like I said, we could talk about Cutter the whole thing. I think we do something called Cutter's Corner.
Yes, perfect.
Maybe every week, maybe every other week. You tell a story, offer up a story, I offer up a
your
story.
Your story so, back to me in our text exchange.
That's going
to
be the one. That's going to be mine. But yours, so, I already know just from hanging out with you guys on
Saturday.
Oh, you
felt the tension.
Well, not only the tension, but what happened to him, we have to talk about that.
We have to talk about that too, because of course. But sorry, so we won't make this all about Cutter, but this is just Cutter's Corner, very quick. Yeah. Okay, so.
This is just Cutter's Corner.
Every once in a while, he gets on these, like, all of a sudden, health kicks, and they start, I always know when they're coming, because I start getting the DMs of, like, diets. A certain person that says, you got to do this, and then you got to eat this, and then you got to take this, and this, and I feel, I'm like, oh, it's coming. Another one of these phases is coming.
He's like, Jamie, we're only cooking like, with butter now.
So, Jamie, it's all the oils. It's oils. It's everything. It's oils are bad. Oils are bad, bad. Everything's got to be butter. I'm like, okay, great, babe. I'm so happy to cook that way. No problem. Super chill about it. I'm trying to change my diet right now, so I'm on. I'm in. We're out and about. Bo is at his first sleepover, so it's just me, him, and Jack, and we're trying to have a fun day with him, but we're fucking starving. And it's like that moment where you're like, where do we eat? And if anyone's ever been with Cutter when it's time to eat, and Cutter's actually a little bit too hungry now, the back and forth about where to fucking eat takes 87 minutes. It's fucking brutal. So I could feel that coming, so I was like, no, we're going to go right here to this Mexican restaurant. We go all the time. Jax loves it. We know he'll eat great.
I just want to say that's weird because mine, it's like you say, how we're so different but the same. Mine is the opposite. Once I'm really hungry, I'm just like, pick a fucking place. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm 30 seconds. Normally, all day I'm thinking about where to eat.
Right.
But well, then when I'm starving, it's like, here, pull over. Like, you know?
Well, not the case here. So we sit down, we order, and we're just have like a moment. And he's looking around, nodding, and I'm like, what's he gonna say? And he looks around and he goes, this place is fucking disgusting. And I'm like, what? I'm about to eat food here. Like, what is this timing? You're right before I'm about to eat food. And he's like, so many oils, so many seed oils in this place. I'm like, right? How rude is that to do? Right before you're gonna eat, you're starving for the person to tell you.
This started the tension?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Because then it didn't stop. Okay. It didn't stop. It kept going, and it's never ending. It's still happening.
Poor guy. No, when I was over, you guys are great. So what happened? This is not my Cutter's Corner, by the way. We just have to address. He got stung by a millipede.
Centipede.
Right? A centipede. And he said it was 11 like inches long.
Poisonous.
But here's the thing. No one else saw it. But everyone was there.
None of us saw it. However, I did see a very dramatic reaction of something going up someone's shorts and biting them.
Well, the bite was legit.
The bite's legit. Like, yeah, there's no doubt this was a large, disgusting looking bug that did this to him through over his shorts.
Over his shorts. Yeah. Yes. So that was the talk of all day Saturday. We were hanging out and he'd be like, worst pain known to man. He's like, on YouTube, they say it's the worst pain known to man.
He was sidelined on our bed, lying on there with ice and watching golf, and I'm out there with the kids, and I would get texts from him in the bed. This is the worst pain anyone could ever feel ever. I'm like, dude, just like I'm out here taking care of your kids. Just put the phone down. And then he would march out like every 45 minutes or so with his shorts rolled up over his bite so you could see it, and just like hobble around and be like, oh, it really hurts.
You know what he kept
saying?
Just
do like a lap around the house, and then he would go back and lay down.
He kept saying, I'm going to be on the shelf today, guys. I'm on the shelf. I'm on the shelf today, guys. I can't do it. I'm on the shelf. All right, man. So my Cutter's Corner comes with a photo also. So I had texted Cutter, and he's like, bro, he's like, you won't believe what just happened to me. So can you show the picture? So he writes me, bro, done with urinals. This is, what's the picture, Jamie?
What
can you describe the
random
photo?
Random text to get from somebody. It's a photo like as if somebody's taking it standing up, looking down at their feet, and like actually like pointing out one of his knees, like popping a knee. And there's a like a beige pair of shorts with some sort of liquid splattered everywhere.
He's covered in piss.
He's covered in piss.
And he's like, bro, he's like, I went to use the, I show up to a meeting and I have a minute before the meeting. He goes, I go to take a piss. And he's like, I'm covered in piss walking into this meeting. That is
but this happens. This happens to the guy that gets bit in the leg by a poisonous centipede that nobody's ever heard of or seen. There's pictures on Google of it.
This is all in 1 week, guys.
Days apart, yeah, literally. Yeah, yeah. Of course. And it's so just, this is Cutter.
It's constant. But he's like, but the thing is, when you look at him, he's a professional athlete. He's like a cool guy.
Yeah,
you know
he's
what
a
I
great
mean?
Vibe.
Right, but then you're
but
like,
then
oh, you're
Larry David.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we've we've introduced you to Cutter. This will never be this long again about Cutter.
Yeah, we'll just do, maybe we do one story a week, not one story each. So yeah, it'll be like
Cutter's
corner,
this is
gonna
be
way,
yeah, but we were just introducing him.
Yeah. Speaking of Cutter, Cutter sent me a photo of you meditating the other day. Are you okay with us showing it?
I haven't seen it.
That's
so
what I'm saying, but
know.
Are you okay with us showing it right now?
I guess.
Can you show it? Jamie, you are in the zone, bro. You are in the zone.
It's a weighted blanket.
Can we zoom in on that a little? You are. Now, here's where you got to describe a picture. Let the listeners know.
It's just the angle is unfortunate. I don't think it's so bad.
There's a little more than the angle. It's not bad. It's just what if, Jamie, me and you think this is normal. If you show this to a fucking normal person. They think this is insane.
Okay,
you look like you're on a spaceship.
Oh my god!
Hell yeah! Let's go, Jamie. What's going on here?
No, you describe it. I can't.
But I don't even know. I don't know about the blanket. But I have
it weighted like a heavy, like a literally like a legit weighted blanket on me. I'm on top of my covers.
VR.
My legs are like are not that wide. It's just the angle of where Cutter is. And
you look 7 feet tall.
I have headset with goggles on, and I was meditating. So my mouth is open. It's like very, like I'm out there. You see my stretching things next to me that I stretch with. Yeah, you've got my like that's my little self care.
It's great.
Look, some influencers can sell self-care in a beautiful, glossy, angelic way. This is literally defining me. Like, this is me. This is me.
I love it. Listen,
this
I see that.
This is my version of an influencer self-care.
I see
like,
that, and I'm jealous.
If a brand wants that to be your vibe and your audience, I'm your girl.
I see that, and I'm jealous. But I think most people see that and go, this looks nuts.
For sure.
What I got really excited about, the book that I got Cutter is on the nightstand. So I text Cutter, I'm like, oh, you started to read it. I know he's not. I'm going
to
push him.
The fact that he put it on the nightstand, I was like, okay, you're showing me you want to.
Yeah.
But let's get real. He's not opening it.
So something I wanted to know, I want to ask you, I want to ask the boys in the booth. When it comes to chocolate chip cookies, are we talking crispy or are we talking gooey?
That's such a hard decision.
I know.
That's
but
a
this,
really
listen, this
hard.
This is what
it
we do here.
It depends the mood. It depends my mood.
Yeah.
On a Monday through Friday, I want.
This is your cookie schedule?
I want like a Tate's. I want like a crispy as fuck cookie.
Those are good. Crispy. Yep. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's like not too heavy. Like it still feels light, even though you're eating. It feels like, you know, like the air was taken out of the cookie. So it's just whatever. It's great. On a Saturday and Sunday, I want a gooey, soft, like almost not even fully cooked chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the way I go is if we're talking warm, I want gooey. If we're talking not warm, I want crispy.
Of course. Who wants a warm, crispy one? Well, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, I guess.
Have you ever had a warm, crispy?
I don't know. Is that a thing?
No.
But
I think
I think they room get temp. I've had non-warm gooey. I've had room temp gooey.
You know what
I've
the
had soft
best,
soft cookies.
You know what
Petridge
the
Farms?
Best. Nope. The best room temp cookie is the Entenmann's mini chocolate chip cookies.
Oh yeah, because they're one bite.
I could take
that's why
a box down if I actually let myself.
The truth is
those
it's not
cookies,
even that they're the best, it's their one bite. That's the thing.
No,
you get the whole
they're
cookie.
They're the fucking best.
It's the one bite factor.
They're the fucking best.
It's because Tate's, I think, are incredible.
You know what? I made cookies the other night, and they, even Cutter said, they tasted like Tate's. I made them like this big.
Were they warm, crispy?
No, babe, they get crispy when they cool.
Okay, I'm in. If it's
warm, if it's warm, it can't get that crispy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay, good.
Boys, what are we talking? Oh my God, this is like porn. You're showing us Entenmann's
chocolate
chip cookies.
Are you guys agreeing with us about those Entenmann's cookies?
My dad is jerking off on the Palisades Highway right now. Just thinking about it. This is the fucking number one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I'm going to text my dad and see if he's available for a phone call.
Okay.
Because I think it could be fun if we talk to my dad.
Let's do it.
Let's see what
does he know what we're about to ask him?
He doesn't even know we're calling from the pod. I just said, hey, I'm going to call you from a weird number. Can you pick up? Big Ed.
Okay. Hello.
Yo.
What up?
Chillin', what's going on?
Not much.
You're on the pod.
Hi.
Yo, I thought so. What's up, Jamie?
How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
what you got?
Guess what we were... I wish you could guess, but guess what we were just talking about? Entenmann's chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
And Jamie was like, you know what the best chocolate chip cookies are? Entenmann's. I was like, that is my dad. Like, we used to go to... Remember the Entenmann's factory?
Yeah.
Where is that?
In Queens.
In Queens, that's
yeah.
right.
And they had nothing but Entenmann's in there.
Oh,
yeah,
my
it was
God.
All the shit ones that came back from the supermarket that were going to expire in a day. But
wow.
It was like five yeah. boxes for $3. Yeah, it was
like
great.
A wonderland.
That's for everyone who thinks I grew up with money, by the way, motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
We were going
nah,
to,
not so.
We were going
not
to wholesale so. Entenmann's, motherfuckers.
Yeah, the red X on the box means they were going to expire in 3 days, and the black line on the box meant 1 day.
So wow. So you just had to eat it fast.
Remember the, I was telling Jamie, remember the cake that had the chocolate frosting in the middle?
Yes.
That one
with
was
the chocolate chips?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes. Now I remember it with the
that
chocolate
one was
chips.
Crazy.
Yes. I don't even see that anymore. I think they outlawed that.
I think so, too. Probably had something very harmful in there.
800 milligrams of sugar per slice.
That's it.
Literally, a the box of anything was like 5,000 calories.
Yeah, and you had to eat the whole thing.
Like, and you had to eat the whole box of everything.
That box
yeah, you just had
never...
a fork in the box in the kitchen. It was just a fork in the box, and everybody just went by and
Yep.
That's a, yeah. People think they it's a fork in the road. It's the fork in the box.
That's right.
What?
This is how you know Rob and I are actually like kind of related because like this is
Jamie,
how we
I'm
grew
so
up.
So glad you. I'm so glad Robert. You're in Robert's life. You guys are the
oh,
best.
Oh, of
been
course.
Watching the pod. And oh. You guys are great. I'm glad he's got you.
Thank you.
I'll be
I
out
feel
there
the
soon.
Same.
I want to come over and see the kids. I want to meet Cutter.
That would be amazing.
He's
we
coming
would love
out.
It. Yay. Great. We're here. We'll be here.
The you know what I wanted? I was trying to tell Joe. Remember when I was telling you about Jamie's kids and you were like, I don't remember being a parent being so hard.
Yeah, because I was a Disney dad. Everything was just like a good time. Like all we did was hang out. I didn't, you know.
But yeah. I mean,
every
even
once in a
with...
while, I have to throw a few, you know, slaps your way and kids' ways. But you know, that was old school parenting. They don't do that
100. Look, that was my childhood as well.
But right. wasn't the way that you said parenting was easy was when you would just make sure your kids were scared shitless of you, and then everything was easy.
Yeah, your mother called it fear, but I called it respect. I don't know. Everybody has a different opinion. But I don't know. I think we had a good time. I don't know. What do you tell your therapist these days?
Your mom was like, you must instill fear
yeah.
into his soul.
No, listen, there were great times. I'm just saying that was what you said to when you were like, if the kids are scared of you. And by the way, I think it's true, too.
But that was that generation's way of parenting.
Right. Whereas like, if I was doing fucked up shit, like my mom was one level. But then once she said, I'll call your dad, it was like, fuck, I have to stop. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, I have to stop because you yes. were. Yeah, yes. It was fear. And then,
yo,
so,
but Jamie, do you ever say that to your kids? I'll tell your dad, are they afraid of Cutter, or is it just like,
No.
No,
I think it's pretty equal in our house. However, when we say we're going to tell the other parent, it's to show, like, now this is going to be a big family thing. Like, this isn't a moment. This is going to be like, we're going to have a big punishment. Like, I got to talk to dad about, like, what right. needs to be done about. So they, it feels like another level, but I don't think it's interchangeable.
Right. You play good cop, bad cop all the time.
All the time.
The thing that I hated most about going to your place was that in New York City, I didn't have a bedtime. And then I would go to my dad's, and at 7:30, like, I remember the sun still being up, and he's like, yeah, time to go to bed. And I would get in the bed and just fucking lay there.
That is how
hours.
I parent, though.
Yeah, and I would just lay there. I'd be like, fuck this, because I would go to bed at 2 in the morning in New York City. I'd watch The Honeymooners.
Right.
Like, staying up so late. And then my dad was just, you know, he was sick of me by 7
of
o'clock,
course.
You know, and he's like, all right, go in there and go to bed. The worst.
Yeah, because we were getting up at 6 a.m. to go to the beach. We had plans.
Let's yeah.
Go. Right. But that was, no, that's how Cutter parents every night. It's 6:50 every 20 minutes, yeah. 20 minutes, 20 minutes.
And they fight with you every night.
Every night.
Yeah. So, Dad, the other one thing that I wanted to ask you, I want to call you all the time on the pod, but the other one thing
I'm
that I...
be a regular.
The other,
I'm going to come on when I come out there.
The yes. one thing that I really...
How are the boys there? Yo, a shout out to the boys in the booth. How are you doing?
Yo.
There he is. I hate that laugh.
Yeah, man. Dude. Your dad is the show.
Yes.
Yeah, dad's good.
100%.
What's up, guys?
The thing I wanted to ask you about was I want you to tell your version of the cruise story because I never got it from your end. Obviously, I know what happened on my end, but I want to know what went down with the cruise when you do you remember?
When you got fucked up?
Yeah.
So
you walked into the room, or how? What is the first? Like, what?
Wait,
what is?
What? What's? Well, where are we?
He'll tell you. Okay. We went on a cruise, and I got obliterated. Like, I got
endless free drinks.
And no, but we went to somebody's room because I was too young. I was 15, 16?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they had 32-ounce peach Snapple bottles full of Jack Daniels.
Oh my God.
And I know I finished one, and then I don't know if I drank like a second one. But I was young, and you're on the ship, and we were smoking like. But I want to hear my dad's version, and I'll tell you mine. I want to hear what he.
No, you were like, we went to dinner that night, and everybody in the restaurant was looking at him because Sopranos were jumping, and these young girls were sending him like cupcakes with hearts on them. And I'm like, oh, dude, I wish I was you. I was like, you're the man. You're going to have so much fun tonight. And the next morning, we had a joining room. So I went across the balcony. I went in your room, and it was like black shit all over the floor. And I was like, did you spill a soda? I knew you threw up. And I was like, you okay? And
Yeah, you know what you said? You said, did you shit yourself? And I said, yes.
Yeah, there was black shit all over the floor, all over your clothes. I'm like, oh, man, you're hurting. But, yeah, we went down to the breakfast, and I had a rum and Coke because his breakfast was like 11 o'clock. I've been up since 5. And I'm drinking a rum and Coke, and he orders a soda. He's hurting, and I just switched my rum and Coke with his Coke. And he just was so thirsty. He took the biggest inhale on his straw. And I just saw his eyes bulge out of his head, and he looks at me, and I go, yeah, how's that drink? And he goes, yeah. He goes, not bad. Can I have another one? And I was like, oh, boy. He's got a future. He's a kid.
He's got a future.
It's going to be a party.
Yeah. And there it began.
There you go. It's all my fault, Jamie.
No, please.
Yeah. Because see, here's what I remember. I remember waking up in the bed, and I remember seeing, like, just this, like, black hole. And I look because there were two beds in the room and my little brother was sleeping on the other bed, but he was gone. So I look and now I'm sleeping on his bed when I wake up. So I look at the bed I was sleeping on, I take the blanket off and there's just a black circle. That's the, it's like half the size of my body. Like, it's massive. And I'm like, holy shit. So now I'm like, I got to get, but it's all over the floor, everything. But I'm like, I got to get this out of here before dad comes in the room. So I take it all up and I stuff it where like the life jackets are. And then he comes in and the room stinks. And he looks at me, he goes, did you shit yourself? And I just, because I didn't know, I was like, what am I going to tell him? He goes, did you shit yourself? I go, yeah. So now in my head, like, I'm at breakfast with everybody. I'm like, dad told everyone I shit myself last night. And it was so fucking awkward. And then I start slowly while we're going through the cruise, I see people who are like, yo, what's up, bro? Like, yeah, last night was crazy. I remember being on stage singing Brown Eyed Girl with some guy who had like a guitar and he was playing and I was wrecked.
Rob, who would you be if social media existed at that time? Because we were on the number one show on television at that time. If social media existed, like, you wouldn't be able to go anywhere, let alone like, you'd be a viral star.
In the worst way. Yeah, in the most embarrassing way.
But you were always sweet.
Dad?
Yeah. I'm here. I was gonna say you'd be Sam Kinison, but I'm trying to figure out.
and then we'll talk about this one another time. But my dad came to visit me in Vegas a couple times.
Oh, and he saw you stopped drinking, you quitter. Yeah
before. Thanks, Dad. and he fucking saw what I was up to in Vegas, which was bad. Yeah.
That was a great time.
Yeah. It was fun because it's like when people would come for a week and they'd be like, you're having so much fun. It's like, yeah, but then I would do it for 2 years straight.
Right.
With everyone who came and it was, you know.
Right.
It was bad. But Dad, we're
filled like a bottle of tequila before we even went out to go out that night.
Yeah.
It was a good time. That was a real good time.
Dad, I'm going to keep
calling
you.
Call me when you relapse, all right? I'll come out.
This call went just as good as I hoped it would.
Good. Yeah, you caught me at a good time.
So good.
I'll let you know. We'll give you a call every couple episodes and check in.
Oh,
yes.
Bye, guys. Bye, Jimmy.
Oh, wait. One last thing. Congrats on being a grandpa, everybody.
Yay!
Yeah, grandpa.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that title yet, man.
It's okay. Be proud.
Yeah. She's a doll. Yeah, it's a blessing.
She's
yeah,
so cute.
Guys.
Congrats.
Thank you.
All right, later.
See you soon. Stay well.
You later. Too. Bye. He's the best.
What'd you think, guys? That was my dad.
You gotta call him every show.
Yeah, man. We need him in the studio.
Yeah, he's like gotta ASAP. Be the third mic.
Yeah.
He's solid.
He's so good. A lot of like your really great qualities are from him.
Oh, he's gonna love to hear that. That's gonna be my Christmas card this year.
Your charm, your humor, your like raw honesty, like you know, like a lot of what you love about your dad is what you love about you.
Yeah. He's very honest, which is great.
I love it.
Yeah.
You kept being like, yeah, I mean, that was dark times. And he's like, yeah, one of the greatest nights of my life.
It was
awesome.
Yeah. Oh, he fucking loved it. He would get home and be like, I can't wait to come back.
He's you would drink a whole bottle of tequila even before you left the house. It was awesome.
Yeah. Was I fucking around any?
Nah, man. That's,
yeah. That's
everyone weird. Believes
And that's
you.
My dad. Imagine if I had my friends
that's
calling.
Right.
That's my fucking dad. All right, we should do we have a memory lane for the squad?
Oh, yeah, let me pull it up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know.
This is, we're filming.
Yeah. We are filming.
This is, we're filming. We're on set because, you have a solo cup.
Yeah.
And that's Meadow's clothes, not mine.
Same. I know that's AJ's clothes.
And that was, that is our pose. I feel like there has to be like 100 photos of you and I in that. Whatever that's called. Pose.
You know what I think this was? I think this was, the reason I remember this is because I remember we were shooting a scene one time and Fat Joe came to set because he wanted to meet James to get a picture with him for like his album or something. And he was
fuzzy memory of that.
They pulled up in like all the SUVs and he got out like how the president gets out and was just beeline. Like, I hear James is here. I don't know if it was in like a neighborhood that he used to hang around in or something, but he heard and this is before social media, so nobody knew where we were.
Yes.
Like he heard somehow that he was there. This.
I remember that like hustle to get to him.
Yeah. And it was, and I think that was this, I'm going to say it was like a funeral scene, maybe. I don't think
it's a funeral because I'm in green. Oh, Is this Christopher's like son's like baptism or something like that?
Yeah, I think maybe.
That sounds right. I don't know the scene, but it is at a church.
Yeah. So, okay. Is it for the year then? So 2000.
I would say 6.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll go with that too.
Yeah. 2006, all shooting right. Sopranos at St. Rita's Church in Astoria.
Wow. Astoria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Queens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all checks out. So
Memory Lane.
With the Sopranos photo, let's go to the Sopranos trivia. The question is going to be from Time Immemorial on Instagram, the Soprano meme god.
Yeah.
So 1 through 5 are the level of difficulties. We already did 2, so what do you want to do, Jamie?
1.
Okay.
I'm tired.
What year does Tony claim it is in his household?
Okay, you go, Jamie. I'll just say mine, and then you could. Okay. We'll believe you. 1975.
1954. Nailed it.
1954. Damn, Jamie.
You know the only reason I know that is I get
you
tagged.
You watched the show.
No. I wouldn't remember dialogue. I get tagged in that clip on Instagram daily. Like, literally. I should have been more confident in writing that, but it's like just in my brain because I feel like I've seen it so much.
Before we go, I'm going to get up and you tell me if I smell like perfume because I'm smelling perfume. Hold on.
Okay.
And then we'll do a little more because we want to.
I appreciate sure not like leaving the listeners in a cliffhanger we could possibly never mention again.
Need them to know.
Oh, yes. That is perfume.
That's perfume.
Ooh, that is not good perfume. That smells like a cheap ass like
grandma
mall perfume.
Yeah.
Ew. Gross.
It's like grandma.
I don't like that at all.
It's from Lalabo.
Interesting.
And you say it's cheap. It's not a fucking cheap place.
I didn't say it was cheap, but it smells cheap.
Yeah. So we have 2 things. We'll do the sweet and sour after this. But the first thing is somebody sent in a Venmo. I guess Venmo is just attached to the email.
Yeah.
And Jamie made a joke saying,
it says this person's name paid you $1 on Venmo. Oh, and the reason of the payment is it has a little slice of pizza and it says, get on the program, Rob, because remember we said, could we pay Rob to eat? Is it just to eat pizza or specific types of pizza?
Oh, yeah. I think it was like Domino's.
I think it was Domino's. And he said like $100,000 or something.
So,
no,
okay,
McDonald's is $100,000.
We're $1 closer to our goal, ladies and gentlemen, of what does it need to be? $1,000? That's some extra betting money
for
you.
No one's sending in money. We're not doing that.
No,
it was just funny that they did.
In the clowns.
No.
Send in the money.
Send in the clowns.
Send in the money because Robbie needs to remember that people aren't total idiots for still eating Domino's. Like sometimes every once in a while it's good and you will recover a day later and you'll be fine.
I gotta say, you're not an idiot for eating pizza. Domino's, you might be.
Well, this is why we need to raise money for this cause. Please send in your money.
What, by the way, so when we go to New York, I'll do pizza with you. How's that?
Okay. But you have to pick because I don't know where to go.
Yeah, of course. I'm not letting you pick. We'll be at fucking Pizza Hut in Long Island.
That's true.
Yeah, of course. We'll be at Times Square.
Great
Sbarro's.
Fountain soda there.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, here's our sweet and sour email. The title is, I want my girl to stay at home. Hi. So my girl is a stay-at-home mom. We have 3 kids, 3, 2, and 8 months. Oh, wow. And she's really going through it. I didn't really want kids, but here they are. I love them to death and will do anything for them and her. I wake up and I go to my 9 to 5.
This isn't my dad.
I wake up and I go to my 9 to 5 every day just for them. But my girl is tired of being home. How do I handle this? My son is on the autism spectrum, so I know he requires a lot of her attention. I see that she's stressing and wants to get back into the workforce, but I think she should stay home and be a stay-at-home mom. What do y'all think? Oh, I feel this so hard, like, because I was a stay-at-home mom for 3 years and by choice, which I am very... very fortunate to have had that choice.
I think he was asking me. No, I'm just kidding. It's obviously you.
I'm giving my answer first. I will give you the floor shortly.
It's obviously you. I'm kidding.
Well, you can have an opinion.
No.
it's so hard. And to have 3, 2, and 8 months, and then another that one child in particular that just like needs a little bit more of her time and attention and patience. Like, I cannot imagine what this poor woman is feeling. So I think what your wife has no time to even like work out her thoughts in her brain of what she actually really wants, because she's so tired. She's just needing a little bit of an identity outside of mom. And sometimes that could be a lunch with her girlfriends once a week that she knows she gets every week, a workout once or twice a week where she leaves the house by herself, goes to get a workout, comes home, gets to shower. So maybe that means putting a little extra money aside to get a part-time sitter that can come in. You can talk to family members that they can rotate and like take each week, like one day to give her like a me day. Like, you don't, running right back into the workforce is like going to be a shock to her system. You know, she's just tired and she's touched out and she's exhausted and she's stretched thin, and it's just, and she's postpartum. So I feel for both of you, because I know it was like really hard for my husband to watch me go through that. It's just those, this, someone called it the lost years, like those first few years. It's just really hard. But I think giving her just like a little bit of time to breathe, time to leave, time to feel like she's something else other than a mom. And then you guys can talk about maybe what she's needing beyond that. But I think start with that.
Yeah, I'm not having kids. This is ridiculous. It's just too much. I also feel like, you know what I feel like? You know when you're watching somebody in like a movie talk about someone else and then they're like, are you talking about yourself? You know what I mean? Because you're just like, she's tired.
Yeah,
okay, she's touched. She needs some time.
Literally, clearly, you can see I have like PTSD. It was like very, very, very hard and isolating and sad. And you don't know, like, you start remembering things you used to do and you're like, I'm not even like close to that person anymore. I have no identity. I'm tired. I'm angry. I'm not my best self.
I'm a bitch.
Yeah, all those things. So I feel for both of them. And she has it times three. Like, that's insane.
I think I don't know anything about fucking kids and stay home and three kids or whatever. But I think it's kind of something like you said. My thing is like, if you have three kids under three and you could afford to stay home, like I can't imagine squeezing anything else into your life. But like you said, is it something that you can provide her happiness through other stuff to where she won't feel this need to? Because like you said, she just needs something.
She just needs to get out of the house.
Yeah. So that's
the
thing.
She needs to leave her kid. She needs to talk to other adults.
Even in the house, like making her happier, making her. So if he's saying, I want a woman to stay home, maybe if he's making her happier at home.
Oh, that's right. He said, I want my girl to stay at home.
Yeah.
Then you got to make arrangements where she can get the fuck out sometimes.
Yeah.
You're holding her captive right now, dude.
She comes into the bedroom. You got a little foot bath going.
Now I'm mad at him.
Do a little foot rub. You see, this is what
I want. I read the title and now I'm mad at him.
You're mad.
I'm mad at him because he says he wants her home. Then you got to help her out.
But also, like, is it really bad of a guy who has three kids under 3 years old to want his wife home and not going to work?
No,
these
are his children too. I totally get that. And he is entitled to an opinion about this. Absolutely. However, he needs to support her in this mutual decision. There needs to be a conversation. Her voice matters. If she's feeling strung out and really miserable, you need to help her out.
He is supportive. He's asking us what to do instead of being like, you're fucking staying home, bitch.
I know. What I mean? I was kidding.
Yeah,
was
he's just asking.
I'm mad at you.
He's asking what to do.
I know.
Yeah, he knew you'd be mad. He didn't even leave a name.
There's no sign. We couldn't even trace him.
All right.
We got to go. Bye.